The death toll from Egypt's weekend of violence has risen to 5, and up to 900 people have now been injured. Police have once again stormed Cairo's Tahrir Square using batons and firing tear gas to disperse protesters. The violence has now spread to other Egyptian cities, including Alexandria. Parliamentary elections are due in a week, and protesters are demanding a return to civilian government. The federal government is determined to get its mining tax through the lower house of parliament this week. It's the last sitting week of the year, and negotiations are still continuing with the independents. Tasmanian independent MP Andrew Wilkie is pushing to have the tax's threshold increased, but the Greens are threatening to withdraw their support if the tax is watered down. Fair Work Australia's deadline for negotiations to end the industrial dispute between Qantas and the unions expires at midnight tonight. The parties had been given 21 days to reach an agreement. The Transport Workers Union wants more time to negotiate. Now, if Qantas doesn't agree, the dispute will go to arbitration. Sydney detectives hope to get access to the badly burnt parts of the Quakers Hill nursing home for the first time this morning. 6 people have now died as a result of Friday's fire. A nurse who worked at the home, Roger Dean, has been charged with murder. More than 20 elderly people remain in hospital. And the polls have closed in Spain, and the opposition Popular Party looks set for a landslide victory. The economy has dominated the campaign. Almost 5 million people are unemployed, and the country's borrowing rates have now topped a record 6%.